yeah, I'm feeling all right. The mood is right. This is Speaking of Strange. Getting into the dark 30 hour on News Radio 570 WWNC. The seedier, more sordid side of things that are happening in the world around us. I am Sam the Animal Steel, joined by Forrest Buttercup Connor and Shelley Princess Wright for this, the final episode of Speaking of Strange. Now, we had told you throughout the show that, you know, partially due to my ineptitude, partially due to Mercury being in retrograde.
Stupid Mercury.
Stupid Mercury. And like I found out as a kid, you're not supposed to drink it out of the thermometer.
Ooh.
But we were plagued with some phone issues, and we wanted to get Joshua P. Warren on the phone. And that was it was proving to be more difficult than one would imagine. But we were able to get a recording. I was able to go get a recording. So Joshua P. Warren, I was like, you know, why is he not, you know, and it was partially my, it was my fault, really. But we were able to get him, and he has got a recorded farewell message that explains, you know, because this is all kind of quick to everybody involved. This is Mr. P. Warren explaining why, what's going on. So here you go. I will play it for you guys. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Joshua P. Warren, recording in Boquerón, Puerto Rico. I would be calling into the show right now, but we are on day 3 of power blackouts here, so I am running on battery power. I actually have no internet access except for hotspots, which are pretty wishy-washy. No cable TV, etc. I am truly living off of a sunshine simple solar generator right now until the grid is back up, and I'll be here for another few weeks until I head off to Las Vegas to host my big event there in May. So, that said, I would like to explain why Speaking of Strange is coming to an end. It is entirely my decision. You see, when I created Speaking of Strange many years ago, I gave it great attention. But now, well over a decade later, I've honestly bitten off more than I can chew in some ways when it comes to my projects. I mean, I'm working on 2 television series, I'm doing my own daily podcast, and I'm running the Haunted Asheville Ghost Tours and Mystery Museum, plus the Bermuda Triangle Research Center here in Puerto Rico, plus producing events now in Las Vegas, and I'm just spread so thin that I no longer have the time to truly pay attention to Speaking of Strange. And since I'm the owner of the show, that's not good. It's not fair to the host, or to the station, or to the sponsors, or to you, the listeners. So therefore, I've decided it's best for me to give up this valuable time slot. Now that said, Sam has my full blessing. If he would like to develop this time slot, he has done an excellent job. But the Speaking of Strange radio show will be no more. I have so many people to thank for allowing me to produce and host this show for so many years. Firstly, program director Brian Hall, who gave me a shot at hosting when I was still a kid. But it extends to so many wonderful people at News Radio 570 WWNC, including my old pal John Anderson and friends who helped introduce me to radio hosting, like Forrest Connor. We've had so many truly fantastic guests and just such great people like Vance Pollock, Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop, Mr. Mobius, and of course, Sam the Animal Steel. Lots of people have helped us just gather great content, like Joshua Dindy. I just can't name everybody. It's just more people than I can think of. But you know what? I'm glad we have had these years of great content, because I still have these mind-boggling podcasts up posted at speakingofstrange.com. And those podcasts, going back again for years now, will remain there for a long time, all free, so enjoy. And I'm totally cool with keeping the Speaking of Strange Facebook page running. We have a big following there, and there are folks there who run that for us who seem to love what they do, so I'll leave that up to them. It's a lot of fun to go there and read some of those weird stories. But look, I could go on and on like I'm accepting an Oscar or reading a eulogy, but let's get right to the important point. These shows only succeed for one reason, and that's because you listen. So, most of all, I want to thank you for listening to this show and truly being a part of our quirky family for years. It means everything to all of us who have worked hard to bring this show to the airwaves. So, that's it. I hope that makes sense. I hope you understand. And I hope you will continue to follow my personal podcast and my work at joshuapwarren.com. And I hope I get to see many of you at my one-time-only event in Las Vegas this May. Only 100 people are allowed. So again, please visit joshuapwarren.com right now for details. You are commanded.
Thanks, Joshua.
We have been commanded. You heard it there.
I heard it.
From the commissioner. The commissioner himself via a Sunshine Simple solar generator in Puerto Rico. And, that kind of explains pretty much everything. That's all you needed to know. He does have a lot of projects going on. And those are some nice words, kind words. And, now I'm getting all verklempt. I'm getting verklempt over here. It's just, Forrest, I don't know about you. Shelley, I don't know about you. But it's been good to be a part of this, in whatever way. Forrest, it's good to see you again. Yeah, it's been years.
It has, literally.
Yes, I know. That's why I said it. It's been years. I didn't even know you lived in Wilmington. I mean, you're surfing? Is that what you're...
I've done a little surfing in the past few years.
Oh, have you?
I've dipped my toes in the water.
Have you now? So, that being said, we will continue on with the show. You are listening to Speaking of Strange. This is the Dark 30 Hour. The Dark 30 Hour it lands in a space called Safe Harbor. And Safe Harbor means we can get away with a little bit more than we normally can. And, it's nothing horrible. You're not going to be, like, shocked and awed. But you might be like, that's just messed up, and there's no telling, which... This is a good one here. For instance, like this. Is Shelly going to get to use the bell?
Mm-hmm.
Nope, you're not. I thought you were. I thought you were. Police arraigned two women for allegedly fighting with human excretia. Now that, I believe, is either the plural or the more polite way of saying excrement. Excretia. I kind of like it. That would be, if I was a stripper, that would be my stripper name.
Up next on the main stage.
All right, guys. Second chance, second dance.
Put your hands
second
together.
Round, top down, topless time with excretia.
Remember, gentlemen, these ladies work for tips and tips only. We have a touch and go policy here. You touch,
you go. Actually, I always thought that if Shelley was going to be a stripper, this would be a good name for felony. Next on the main stage, it's felony.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not taken by more girls. Anyway, I think this is in India, and I've been there. And let me tell you, there is some excretia going on in India. It takes you a good, a couple days to get over the jet lag, and another couple days to get over the smell.
Ew.
I'm not lying. It's like, hotter than a city bus, standing behind a city bus. Now mix that with like the accumulation of the worst porta potties at Bonnaroo, and you have everywhere in India. It's open sewers, and they have a problem with, like, a lot of people don't have any access to clean water. A lot of people don't have toilets in their home, so it's not at all uncommon to be riding in a train, and it's not like here where here at the radio station we've got a two-seater in the building here.
Polite society.
A one-seater in the other building, and we'll go over to the other building because, you know, over there, it's not at all uncommon for to see guys just lifting up their veshties or their lungies and popping a squat right in the road and just and excruciating right there. Well, apparently what happened was the two women, they were discharged, were disturbing the peace and constituting public a nuisance. I would say that they got into a matter, a little fight, and they poured human excreta on her in her window. It sounds like a horrible promo night at like an adult establishment, like you know, spaghetti wrestling, jello wrestling, like excreta pouring. Yeah, it does not sound necessarily like a good thing at all. And that's basically that was the gist of that story. It kind of fizzled out. I'm not going to lie. The headline grabbed me. It had me. You had me at excreta, which is the title of my upcoming memoirs. it kind of fizzled out there. It was like, poured. Well, and, you know, they're not all winners.
It's clickbait.
That's exactly what it is, Forrest. It's clickbait. And who fell for it? This guy right here. This guy behind the microphone for the last time. And I'm wasting valuable time on our last episode talking about excreta, the stripper in India. Gracious. I don't even know what's happening anymore. What's this world coming to? What's this? What are our lives coming to? What are we going to do now?
We'll figure it out.
I mean, people know Shelley from, they'll be like, oh, Shelley Wright from Wright's Coin Shop. I know her from Speaking of Strange. Nobody ever is like, hey, Sam Steele. Nobody ever does that.
From you the know, band.
You know how many girls I've gotten from the band?
Well,
a goose egg.
Really?
Goose egg. You think that playing heavy metal music would endure you to the ladies. Not the case. No, not really. Anyway, you're listening to Speaking of Strange, the final episode, the last, fini. I'm trying to think, like, I'm already thinking what the final song will be. I don't know. This is the Dark 30 hour where things get a little excreta-y. Something like that. Just be careful. It might get dumped on you. We're going to be right back after this break with more of the sordid and weird tales of our lives right here on News Radio 570 WWNC.
I'm still alive. Yeah, I thought I'd use 9, but I must have been high. Forgotten and shot at, but never denied. I'm lucky that I'm still alive. Lucky that you love me still. Yeah, I know you're my rock, but I've rolled you uphill. Aside from my pride and unshakable will, I'm lucky that you love me still. That I'm not in jail. Walked the edge of the ledge, now I stand here to tell. The harder I ran, yeah, the farther I fell. I'm lucky that I'm not in jail. Lucky to be here tonight. Yeah, the evening's half over, there ain't been a fight. It ain't about who's wrong or who's right. I'm lucky to be here tonight. Yeah, we're lucky to be here tonight. Yeah, we're lucky to be here tonight.
Speaking of Strange on News Radio 570 WWNC, that was recorded live here in the studio. Oh, Shell, when was that? Like a year ago or so?
Something like that.
And so that was Stevie Tombstone of the band The Tombstones, of whom Vance Pollock is quite enamored. He got Stevie to come in, and that was a really cool night. So playing that, not only because it was an awesome song recorded here, but for our friend who could not be here tonight, Mr. Vance Pollock. And, Vance took over when Josh was not able, due to other obligations, to continue doing the show every week. And Vance stepped in like a trooper.
He did.
No radio experience, you know. I mean, he had radio experience, but not in like the talk format such as this. And he has the deepest well of musical knowledge, the deepest well of just facts of crazy things. You know, I mean, when it comes to like lineages, genealogies, Buncombe County, North Carolina state history. The guy is like, he's like Rain Man when it comes to that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And he definitely stepped it up, and he came in. And it was a good era, a different era of the show. And so all shout-outs go out to Mr. Vance Pollock. And we wanted to have him on the phone tonight. But, again, due to Mercury in retrograde, which is what we're blaming it on and not my ineptitude, nor the phone system that's relatively new and I don't know how to operate.
Right.
Mercury in retrograde. We were not able to get Vance on the phone, and he was not able to come in tonight, and that was a bummer. So that went out to you, buddy. If you're listening out there, driving Pizza Parallels.
Pizza Parallels.
We had a little segment, me and Vance. It was called Pizza Parallels, Pizza Parallels. And that's like where it was, he and I both delivered pizza for the pizza slut.
Right.
And you would find a lot of stories that you could... That went along with the pizza delivery that overlapped, and they were like parables for real life. You know, it's like, listen, if you are at the door and you don't get tipped, then, don't let it. You know, it was like Jesus teaching the apostles. I don't want to say that pizza parallels were like Jesus, but you get the gist.
Right.
You know what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be sacrilegious here or anything like that. Not at all. But there you go. You are listening to Speaking of Strange. This is the Dark 30 Hour, where things get
mucky.
If you want to say mucky, I think mucky is an okay term. Forrest Connor's in the studio. Shelley Wright is in the studio. You know that already, don't you? Don't you? You can hear her jingle jangling back there. I'm not even looking at her right now, and I know that she's back there. She's over. You're like Cyndi Lauper in the We Are the World video. You know that?
I'm excited I get to wear jewelry tonight. You know, when you do investigations, you can't wear anything that jangles. You can't wear anything blingy. You can't wear perfume. I just went all out tonight.
You know, it's sort of like you're hunting or something. I saw a product the other day at the Walmart, and it was like a deodorant for hunters that covers up your human odor. So that the animals don't smell the human. Do you have to wear that for paranormal investigating?
Just, I can smell like a human. It's okay.
Well, I mean, do they have smells?
Humans?
No, I know humans have. I'm sitting across
spirits.
From Forrest Connor right now. I mean, do the spirits smell the humans? I mean, is that going to...
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
you wouldn't want to cover that up, or you want to enhance it?
Well, you do not want to wear perfumes or anything that could, you don't want to mess anything up. You want to be able to smell a spirit if...
I'm talking about the spirit smelling you.
I don't really think it matters. They're going to know you're there no matter what.
What if they don't? What if they're like a dim-witted spirit? You would have to assume that if spirits operate in somewhat the same function as the world they came from... There are probably really smart spirits and probably kind of dim
clueless
spirits.
Ones out there, too.
Does that not seem...
Yeah, well, basically, you are in death as you were in life.
So if you were dim,
yeah,
you're not going to be like a PhD candidate. You're not going to be like Stephen Hawking in the spirit world.
No.
But Stephen Hawking could probably walk or, move better.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you think about it, there's probably some really dumb... poltergeists out there.
Yeah.
And some mean ones. Obviously, some are mean, some are jaunty, some are playful. Probably some dumb ones. Yeah. And some maybe that don't like Dewey Cox. They can't smell at all. I can't smell. So this is pretty gross. I wish that the medium of radio was allowing me to show this picture. I'll show it to you guys. Look at that. What is that? Oh, yeah, that's pretty gross, isn't it? That's a patient with a guinea worm emerging from their ankle. Yeah, that's a big pus bubble right there, and that's a long worm that goes like 3 feet long. And the thing is that you can't pull it out because it's so thin. It's like, imagine like a really thin piece of like linguine or something. And if you pull too hard, it's going to snap it, and that's going to break it inside of you. And so it takes months and months to get these worms out, right? And it starts with water that's contaminated with worm larvae. And inside the human, it finds a host. And then it punches through the digestive tract, entering into the body cavity to quietly grow. And within months, the male and female worms meet, and they mate inside of you, right?
That is so gross.
No, it gets grosser. Then the males die off, and the surviving female worms mature, getting to 2 to 3 feet. And then they migrate into your muscles. And then over a year, like 14 months later, after that, the tainted drink, that murky brown doo-doo water you drank on that boat, Forrest, you're probably riddled with them after that. After you drink that, the female worms burn through the skin by oozing acid, creating a searing blister. That's pretty foul, isn't it? Well, there's some good news about all this. That is called a guinea worm, okay? Now, the victim, here's the thing. You can try to slowly pull the worm out, but yanking too quickly can break it, and that would cause an infection. So it has to be slowly extracted, usually by winding the end around a piece of gauze or a twig and turning it just a few times each day. Just a few times each day. Like you're reeling in a fish really slow. Reel it in.
Come on.
Reel
Come
it
on.
In.
Where's the good part?
Okay, well, the good part is that this was in 1986. There was 3.5. This is usually in like very poor sections, third world countries in Africa, Sudan, stuff like that. It was actually so bad that Jimmy Carter, he created a philanthropical organization called, I forget what it was called. But basically,
guinea worm removal.
Yes, to eliminate the guinea worm. Mm. And now it has been shown that there hasn't been a case in South Sudan in 15 months. What does that mean? That's longer than the worm's life cycle.
Wow.
Which means that the guinea worm is effectively, for all intents and purposes, no longer. Yeah, extinct.
Eradicated.
I wonder who like the last person was that had the guinea worm. Like, there has to, like, tonight's the last show. Who had the last guinea worm? Are they memorialized somewhere in the South Sudan? I don't know. Did the Carter Center pay for a plaque, a ribbon, some sort of a memorial?
No, because they eradicated the worm.
Yeah, but that's pretty gross. I just thought it was kind of interesting that, you know, we've had an extinction. Like a recently, usually it's like.
That we're happy about.
Yeah. Like there was another one. I saw, where was the thing? Extinct dinosaurs. They found a dinosaur. Where was that, Forrest? There was one in Argentina, but where was one in the United States? I saw that story here.
I missed that one.
Oh, you? Yeah, because you're on your phone.
No, I'm not on my phone.
That's what's happening, people. People of Radioville, Forrest Connor is on his phone. I'm not even lying. Listen to this. We are going to be coming back here in just a few minutes, and you know what it is? It's almost the last segment. We have only 2 segments left to go.
And then it isn't so.
You want me to play some Weezer? Is that what you're saying? That's going to wrap it all up, you know. Coming up here in just a few minutes. So stick around and keep listening to News Radio 570. This is Joshua P. Warren, speaking of strange. Now in its final few minutes. Mm-hmm. It's been a long and wild ride. I think we're all going to have a group hug by the time this is all over. And Forrest, you're going to have to say, what did you used to sign off the radio with? Betty?
Betty, scattered, smothered, covered, and chunked. I'm on my way.
I'm on my way. You heard it, folks. Betty.
Wow, I've not done that in years.
You're listening to Speaking of Strange. We'll be right back. Thank you.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see, oh, what you're doing to me? Oh, when you don't believe a word I'm saying. We can't go on together with suspicious minds. And we can't build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if an old friend I know, shove it up your nose just by to say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes? Here we go again, whoa, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears I reel, I'm crying. We can't go on together with suspicious minds. Suspicious mind. Won't let our love survive. Oh no, I'll dry the tears from your eyes. Let's don't let a good thing die. Oh no, 'cause honey, you know I'll never lie to you. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I'm saying.
That was a pick by Forrest Connor there. Well, Suspicious Minds, live in Las Vegas, 1970. We heard Joshua P. Warren earlier talk about his conference in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Check that out, joshuapwarren.com. Period after the P?
No.
Hell no. Hell nah. Y'all don't know that by now. You better recognize. It's the last show. If we have, we're getting quizzed on it. We better know it.
We better know it.
No period after the P. You're listening to Speaking Strange on News Radio 570 WWNC. This is the Dark 30 Hour on the final show. This is the last Dark 30 Hour ever. I almost feel like there's, like I have performance anxiety. Like there's too much pressure. So like. You know, to come up with, like, stories.
It happens to us all, Sam.
That's what they say. That's what I tell myself, anyway. I'm like, this is happens to everybody. It's not just me. Forrest, you were talking about, jobs earlier. I think I found a good job for you.
Oh, yeah? What?
Well, it's a little far. It's a fur piece away from, Asheville or Wilmington, where you're based out of. It's in Foster, Rhode Island.
Okay.
It's a nudist campground.
Coastal town?
Yeah, it's a nudist campground. They're looking for a lifeguard. And the best part is you don't have to pay anything for your uniform.
Great.
Yeah, because you're going to just go butt naked. It's the Dyer Woods Nudist Campground. They have a help wanted notice for a lifeguard this summer. Qualified candidates must have excellent communication skills and the ability to work as part of a team. Nothing about, manscaping. I would assume that's probably a
prerequisite.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, you don't want that drag, the viscosity and thermal breakdown, trying to get through the water. I mean, I don't know. The 53-year-old campground, not lifeguard, thank God, offers swimming, hiking, volleyball, and a sauna for people who aren't afraid to bear it all. Now, it's not, a sexual thing.
No.
Nudist camps. I was always fascinated by them as a child. I always wanted to, I wanted to be a nudist. I think I still do. I'm like a closet nudist.
You've never been to a nudist colony?
No, have you?
Really? No.
Have you?
No.
I would think that if, like, you polled everybody, it would be, it's like if you asked me any number of, have you ever, you know, I could probably check off most of them, but I think a vast majority of people would be like, I've never been to a nudist colony.
But I'd say the vast majority of people have been to the have been naked at the beach.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it feels like you're doing something wrong. I've been naked at the beach, but like, you know, like late at night and,
right,
you know, you shouldn't be swimming at night. But it's like we're so ingrained in this society of ours to be ashamed of our bodies. Like, it's like, what's the difference if we have a swath of cloth over your genitalia in the water? And like, if you're naked, it feels so good. And you feel like you're doing something so bad, but really you're just doing like what everybody's done up until like a couple, like what, 150 years ago or something. You think like they didn't have bathing suits back in the day. It wasn't. I mean, you need people to save lives. You need the Mitch, right, Buchanans of the world. It's like if Baywatch took place at the Dyer Woods nudist campground. I think that would be, it would be better than Baywatch Nights.
You know, you would save on uniforms, but imagine the amount of sunscreen you'd have to slather on yourself.
Yeah, I was going to say sunburn is a real hazard.
Well, if you're using a lotion sunscreen, I don't know. That could have some side effects. The spray, I don't know. Listen to this. You know that church right up the street here?
Yeah.
Right over at the corner, they always got like one of those signs that's got the, you know, sometimes they're, I think, meant to be inspirational. Sometimes they're meant to be kind of like punny or something. Sometimes, right, they're preaching the hellfire and the damnation. Well, there was a church presented with signs like they had they sent them off to the printer, you know, when they were for Easter, which is, gotcha, coming up tomorrow, you know. And it's big. It's in the church. It doesn't get much bigger than Easter.
Right. Easter and Christmas are your two big ones.
Those are your big days. And so, you know, this is probably a problem for the church because they've spent the money. They got the signs. It's Easter. It's here. And they got a whole stack of signs that said, Chris is risen.
Chris.
As in Chris. Jesus Chris.
Yeah. Chris over in the sales department.
Yeah, Chris. You know, it's the Acomb Parish Church in York had ordered four banners saying, Christ is risen, obviously. But the T, you know how it is. Like, you start drawing, and you're like, you're going to make a thing, and you're like, I made that first letter way too big. I'm going to have to scale it down. And then by the end, you got like the little letter. It was sort of like that. I think they just, they really offshot it there. Yeah. They said, we're really glad the customer spotted the mistake. You think they're not going to notice the mistake there?
Right. I don't think anybody proofread it before.
It says it'll save a bit of embarrassment and a lot of confusion. What parishioners are having confusion about Chris?
Right.
Well, you know, that's your opportunity to put your big cross right there at the end of Chris.
There you go.
Yep.
And make it say Christ, but have a double meaning to it with the cross and the T on there.
That's why, Forrest, that's why you get paid the big bucks.
It is.
You know, that's why I think you missed the boat and you're calling in graphic design work.
Be to fix Chris.
Yeah. You know, I mean, have you accepted Chris as your savior? Let's go from Chris to Bangkok. I've always wanted to go to Bangkok, site of a Hangover movie. You know, yes. I mean, what have we learned from the Hangover movie in Bangkok? That bad things can happen. You know, like you might lose a kidney, a tooth. You might get a tattoo you regret. You know, maybe catch a. Now they don't call them STDs anymore. You know, they're not
a social disease.
No, it's a sexually transmitted infection, is what they call it. STIs.
Really? Oh.
STIs. But yeah, but this is not about that necessarily. But I assume an infection could be occurring here. A Chinese woman who couldn't hold it any longer. She was in the cab. We've all been there. I think after we discussed that Asian buffet earlier, it goes back to that. She left a rather unhappy cabbie with a
present,
an extra tip to clean up after she got out of the car. And she, you know, I would like to think that if that was me, and God forbid, Christ. Or Chris forbid, that, you know, if that happened, I'd feel really bad, and I'd tip extra. And Forrest, you said you were driving Uber. You know, if that happened, you would hope that they'd be like, look, man, I am really sorry about this here. You know, here's like $100, $200, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
No, this lady, she refused to pay any extra, and she wasn't even an old, she was 30 years old. She told the driver that she was desperate to go to the toilet and asked him to stop at a gas station, but traffic would not allow it. So she was like, okay.
Well, it's happening right here, right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? what are you going to do? I mean, I would think, if put yourself in that position, I mean, would you aim out the door, the window? I mean, there's really not a great – there's not a great –
That's a lose-lose situation.
It is. I would say that is. The driver told the woman that she'd need to pay a cleaning fee. She said no, no. She said she'd only pay what was on the meter when they reached her destination. Well, the cabbie was having none of it, and he stopped the car to negotiate. No agreement between the tourist and the taxi driver could be reached. The woman simply just walked away, and there was a policeman there the cabbie had stopped. I guess in Bangkok, they got bigger fish to fry than poo in the back of a cab. Because apparently, this is another thing to note down for our upcoming trip to Bangkok, taking a turd in a taxi is not against the law.
Really?
No. Yeah, so, I mean, mark that on your bucket list. You know, sex tourism and pooing in a cab. That's what Bangkok means to me. Yeah.
Now, did he get paid his regular fee? Did she pay?
You know, it didn't say that he didn't. It didn't say that he didn't. I read this story. I saw this the other day. Shelley, you know, as a lady.
Yes.
As a lovely lady. You know, did you ever have, like, you know, like, big dreams of, like, a big fancy wedding when you were growing up? Were you that kind of girl? Like,
no.
Like, you know, a lot of little girls are like, oh, I'm planning out my wedding and all this.
They start planning their wedding from 12 years old.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And for us as a guy, you know, most of us guys, like,
just tell me when to show up.
You've been there.
Just tell me when to show up.
I'm one of those girls. If I ever decided, it's like, okay, you tell me, just tell me when to show up.
Well, I mean, I would like to think that I would have a little bit, I would want some say in the matter. Like, if I'm getting married, like, and it's going to be in a church or something in front of my peers and family and friends, I'm going to, like, at least pick a song or something. Or,
well, I have a friend that knows exactly what I like, and she's like, I'm like, just do it.
She knows how you like it?
She knows my style. She knows. Yeah, okay. She knows what I would want.
I'm picking up what you're putting
down. Uh huh. Mm-hmm. So,
well, when we come back from this break into the final segment, we're gonna have to find something dirty to follow this up with, because it's a relatively clean wedding story, but it's kind of funny. It involves an owl. Yeah, go figure that one out. It's gonna be the final segment, guys. So, suck it up, Buttercup. And get out your tissues as we wrap up the show known as Speaking of Strange when we come back from this break. It's News Radio 570 WWNC.
How do I
And I'll take with me the memory to be my sunshine after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. And I'll take
And speaking of strange, News Radio 570 WWNC, that's how we roll for the last episode. I'm moved. I was moved.
You're going to make everybody cry with that song.
I almost cried with that song. I forgot how touching it was. Man, Boys to Men. If you're just joining us, A, it's the Dark 30 Hour. We only got a couple minutes left. And it's the final show ever. And I'm Sam Animal Steel, joined by Forrest Connor, who was here for the Alpha. He's here for the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the Chris-like figure of the of the Speaking of Strange operation. And Miss Shelley Wright, who's about to just she's about to lose it over there. She's pretending to be strong, but I know she's
be strong, Shelley.
Shelley, come on, you got to do it for us. Do it for the kids. Oh, anyway, so I'll finish up this story really quick. I already got rid of that story. It was a wedding. There was an owl. There was a ring guy. The owl brought the rings down. I mean, so that was what we were getting at about. Like, did you ever think about that when you were a kid, like a big wedding? Did you ever think about an owl delivering the rings?
No.
It was a barn owl. It was a pretty owl. It was like white, and it was supposed to come down. And the groomsman, he was supposed to be the best man or whatever. He was just supposed to untie this little pouch from the thing.
Right.
And the rings were to drop, but he couldn't do it. Like, it got stuck. And then the owl got pissed. And then the owl started flapping its wings in the audience. And then it turns out that the other best man, there was two, deathly afraid of owls. You think that might have come up. I mean, maybe that's like, there's your sign that that's not the woman. If she's, like, insisting on an owl when your best man is deathly afraid of owls. Anyway, final story of Speaking of Strange. I don't know if this is the best one to go out on, but, you know, hey.
It's what we got.
It's what we got. It's sex dolls. Shelley liked the story.
I did kind of like it.
Activists want to shut down France's first sex doll brothel for promoting rape. Now, if you're not familiar, these real dolls, it's not like, you know, the ones that me and Forrest grew up with. It's not like your inflatable.
You'd rip and like.
No, I know. How many of those Forrest had his, like, his bicycle repair kit pouch thing, putting patches on old Betty over there? Yeah. These things are not like that at all. These are high dollar. I mean, they're like several thousand dollars. And in Paris, you would think, you know, quite liberal, you know, especially with their sex and their brothels. Well, it's been objected by feminists and left-wing groups. They're saying it's a brothel, even though it's just got four different Chinese-made silicone inflatable sex toys. And they look real. They look like they probably feel pretty good.
There's only four?
Exactly. I know you'd think that, like, three of them are always going to be out of commission getting washed.
Right.
I mean, you gotta sanitize them and whatnot. Well, the business is actually registered. It's sort of like how they get around, you know, the gambling machines. By saying, you know, it's not a gambling machine. You're playing for tickets or whatever.
You're buying phone cards.
Phone cards, right? Well, they're saying that this is a game center, but critics are like, it's not a game center. You're not playing foosball or pinball there. You're there doing Chinese latex dolls.
Putting it in the slot.
Putting it in. You're putting the quarter in.
Yeah.
Well, they put a motion up for the business to be closed. And the police visited the premises, said no law was being broken. It is not posing any threat to the public order. I say, hey, look, if you're like somebody that has these tendencies, you could go to a real brothel, probably more expensive. You know, you could go out on the street and commit a crime. But no, you know, you're doing this to a latex doll. Is that wrong? It's not artificially intelligent. It doesn't talk. Anyway, they say that it degrades women and it promotes rape culture. What do you think of that?
I don't see a problem with it.
I don't either. I think, Forrest, I think I'm going to get online here and
Do some research.
Yeah, I got to find out exactly how much these things are. Got me a TD Bank credit card the other day.
Try that thing out.
Yeah. Well, guys.
Well.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
Joshua P. Warren, wherever you are out there, thank you for creating the show. Thank you for giving me a chance to play around with it. And Vance, thank you for being a great host before me. Forrest, thanks for starting this whole shebang up back in the day.
No problem.
Shelly, thanks for sponsoring the show with Wright's Coin Shop for forever.
And a big thank you to Commissioner Joshua P. Warren.
I was thanking Joshua P. Warren.
I mean,
yeah,
for creating this whole shebang.
He's a wonder kid. Kind? Wonder kind? Wunderkind?
Wunderkind.
He's an all right dude. Thanks, Josh. Thank you all for listening. And until next time.
Be sure to check him out on the web at joshuapwarren.com. No period after the P.
You are commanded. Y'all have a good one. Be nice to each other.